9547, Gerald and Pamela Bowl, northeast of Road 274 Bay Drive, being lot 53 within Rehoboth Bay Mobile Home Park, a variance from separation required between units in a mobile home park.
Pamela Bowl, 53 Bay Drive, Rehoboth.
You swear a testimony about to give to a great breath now?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to?
Yes, I'm calling Tom. Okay.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. I'm here for our shed that we put in 2 years ago. We took out a permit, and the building permit I would like to give to you. I have several copies here. We had the property flagged and staked out. The setback said for the front yard 5 feet, side yard 5, and rear yard 5. From any dwelling of other ownership, there's nothing. And also from any other unit in a manufactured home park, it's also blank. Now, we are 15 feet from our neighbor. However, the 15 feet goes to a ramp that was put on several years ago, not by the people who are occupying it now, but the original owner. Husband became ill, and the family put in a ramp. The ramp, the park, does not have any application at all for this ramp. It was put up. It does not comply at all with the federal guidelines. And from the shed to the ramp, it's 15 feet. From the shed to the building is 23 feet. The shed, the ramp is not attached to the building. It's a foot and a half, almost 2 feet out from the building. Also, the reason we had to put it where it is because directly in front of us, where we would have liked to have placed the shed, we have three water hole sewer. And then we also have out from that a huge 5x4 water box. So we were very limited as to where we could put it, and we did believe we were putting it and following the guidelines that were set up by the building and permit application. So we're not sure where or how we went wrong here.
Okay, but on your... Now, you had a builder that built this for you?
No, this is a shed.
Shed?
This is the shed, right.
Okay.
And the shed is supposedly 15 feet to the railing of the people. Okay, but the ramp that they have is not an approved ramp. We are 23 feet to the actual building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're two different things, I'm sorry. Okay. The other, we're short 4 inches
right.
from
That's
the builder. Right.
Yeah.
And that
so
was.
So he did the addition, you had a builder who did that?
Yes.
Right.
Right. And it's 4 inches from siding to siding, we're 4 inches off. So that's the second one.
Okay. That's
for right now, I'm just discussing the shed.
Okay.
Okay.
Dawn, is the ramp she's referring to, was that approved by the.
There's yeah. The park never approved
yeah,
it.
I'm sorry. No idea. Because if that
I don't remember.
If that's an illegal structure, then she didn't need a. She wouldn't have needed a variance from
for,
an illegal structure.
For the shed, but she has an addition. Yes.
Right, and they still got to do number two, but that one,
right.
It may not even have been necessary if that ramp had never been approved.
Right, and also the setbacks, it says I'm only supposed to be 5, 5, and 5. It doesn't say anything here for the park for line 4 and line 5. From any other dwelling ownership or from any other unit in a manufactured home park. There's nothing that says we were supposed to be 20 feet. And as I said, if you measure it from shed to building without the ramp, it's 23. And that ramp does not comply at all to federal guidelines for a handicap ramp.
Well, that isn't so important as whether or not the county.
Right. The park had no record. The park could not find anything. And usually, and everything, because the park has a record of our permit for this, anything we want to do, we not only have to get a permit from, I understand, the county, but also it has to go into the park.
So So then the shed permit didn't have all the information on it you needed to get the proper setbacks, is that right?
Yes.
Just like the last case.
Just like the last case, pretty much, right?
Only on that part.
Only on that part there it did.
Only on that part.
Right.
Right, the address and everything is correct. It was just, like I said, the, and also the park itself put the little flags in where, so that it would be supposedly the right place for.
Give you Janet.
How did the other violation happen?
We had, again, we have a building permit. We thought we did everything right. We interviewed several contractors. He had a permit. We had went through everything, did a beautiful job, and it turns out apparently he was not aware of the regulation with FEMA and the flood zone, and neither were we. So it turned out it was a foot short. So that's an inside issue, which we've taken care of. The outside, he is 4 inches short. It's 19.7 or something?
I think I have it down as 2 feet, though.
Less than 2 foot variance.
The house
is supposed to be four. It's 19.
I think for the house, but then going to the closest thing to that deck made it a little.
Okay.
The so ramp.
I kind of have it on both.
Yeah. Right, but otherwise it's 4 inches from, and that's
same
really going on an
west
angle.
Yes, but actually from the unit to unit, it's short.
Okay.
It's not
20 units.
And did the builder obtain that permit for you?
I'm sorry?
Did the builder obtain that permit for
yes,
you?
Yes, he did.
And what's his, is there a reason he's not here this evening?
He just.
Mr. Chairman.
What's the builder's name?
Mr. Johnson. Tom Johnson.
Okay,
Bird Construction.
What is it?
Bird Construction.
Okay. Can you provide the address?
That I have in my wallet.
There was apparently a permit and a CO for the ramp.
That one. Which one?
If you don't have it.
I do have it.
Okay.
I do have it. But we were under the impression that was 4 inches, not 2 feet.
I know there was.
You give it to her down there. Okay.
That was two different measurements.
There were two different measurements?
Mm-hmm.
Going across, because going to 2 feet to their ramp is, we're not, that would be going this way.
Always calculate a little more because we need stretch to take.
Thank you, John.
And the name of it, the name of his company is Bird Construction.
Yes, it is.
BYRD.
Yes.
Thank you.
Now we had to take the inside apart because it was going to cost us close to $30,000 to either take it down or to raise it up 1 foot. Mm-hmm. And that's a FEMA,
mm-hmm,
as far as for the flood. Like I said, this is the first I've heard that we're 2 feet.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Gabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills? Do you have anything else?
No, Mark.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone, two in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's one. Do you wish to come forward, sir?
I have one letter.
You can sit down right up front, ma'am.
Okay.
We have one letter in opposition also, okay? We'll let him.
Name and address?
Christopher Fink, 55 Bay Drive, Rehoboth Bay Community.
Okay. Just for a testimony you're about to give, true correct of knowledge?
Yes, ma'am. I have some handouts.
Mr. Chairman, this would be the letter, his letter.
Oh, okay. This is the letter you have from Mr. Chairman. Very well.
You can have a seat.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I have just distributed some handouts that may make it clearer to follow my the points that I wanted to make.
All right.
While those are being handed out, I purchased the property at 55 Bay Drive adjacent to the one requesting the variance just last year,
mm-hmm.
and understood, going through all the appropriate purchase permits and the like, that everything was in order. So the ramp discussion that perhaps was not done appropriately was never brought to our attention. We understood things to be not just fine. However, pardon me, my objection this evening is just to the question of the 5-foot variance for the shed.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tried to show very simply on these couple of pages are the reasons why. The first picture to your top left shows the current view and the less than 20-foot separation from the house. You can see the steps and then the shed and the adjacent. My reasons are fairly straightforward. First, the shed is portable and I believe could be moved to create the required separation. As you can see in the picture, it sits on cinder blocks.
Mm-hmm.
The picture at the bottom right shows that there appears to be ample space to locate the shed to the left of the current location. So on page 2, what I attempted to do using the drawing that was provided to me from the board on the zoning request or the variance request is that it appears that the 20-foot separation could be achieved by moving the shed to the left. And I've shown two pictures that attempt to illustrate that using the actual site and then a recreation of the drawing that I received from the original application on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary concern is that if the variance is approved with our intent to replace our unit on our lot, that we will then be bound by this same 5-foot variance and need to come into the board again and request a 5-foot variance in order to put the very same unit on.
Mm-hmm.
So since this particular structure is portable, we feel that it could be moved. We're not raising objection to the 2-foot variance because we don't see any remedy for the Voles short of having their home taken down, which we don't think is reasonable.
Right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board?
The slab you're talking about, is that just a driveway slab? Do you use it for parking? Or?
Well, this is the neighbor's, and Ms. Vole may be able to speak to that, but as you can see in the picture on that page 2, there's both the slab and the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So there appears to be both, and what I didn't show on here was it's approximately 24 feet from the slab to the road in that grass area, which would create more parking space if a portion of the slab was taken up by the shed. I did draw that picture to scale in that the shed is 10 feet by 12. It's 10 feet deep, 12 feet across, and the slab is 24 feet, so that the shed could take up a portion of the slab and not eliminate the ability to park, and still leave more space if they wanted more space in front to park, in addition to the driveway, which exists to the left.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Can I speak to that?
Thank you. I'd like to speak to that, please.
Okay.
The reason, and we would have loved to have put it on that cement because it would have given us a much stronger base. As I said, and I'm not sure what pictures he has, but directly in front of us, I have three huge manholes right in front, and if we put the shed on the cement, it would be blocking the three water manholes and would also be in the way of this box that we have that cannot be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Nor are we allowed to put a shed on a driving pad. I understand that's, I believe, a park regulation because that was our first choice. We thought that would be the easiest and the best.
The park told you you couldn't put it on the slab?
That's correct. Because can I see the picture? If I can just show you also where it's right here, I don't know if you can see this thing here. That's a huge grain box that has a water thing. Right in front, here, and here, are three big manhole covers. So if we went in here, excuse me, and that's something to do with the sewer or the water for the park. The man comes once a month and picks these things up. Because ideally, I would love to have had it right up here.
But you can't move it to the end of it.
I'm sorry?
You can't put it to the end of the slab and have enough room?
My understanding was no. We wanted to, that's what we wanted to do, was to put it on this. We thought that would be a great place for it.
I mean, he said to the end of it, you can't butt right up to the slab, don't touch the slab, you can't move the
slab. Oh, we're practically, it's probably maybe a foot, you know, and of grass. We're probably this far, and then it's the slab. The slab is right there. In other words, we went over as far as we could.
Okay.
And then we have that huge tree. And again, I know, as he was saying, we are 23 feet to the building. As far as the ramp,
mm-hmm.
that ramp is not done correctly at all for federal handicap law.
Okay. Any further questions? I'd like you to. Okay, hearing no further questions.
Okay.
Hearing no further questions or opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
You need these.
Chair, I'll have to table this so we can look at this.
Your next regular meeting?
Next regular meeting.
Okay. That was second to that?
Second.
I have a motion by, excuse me, by Mr. Workman, with a second by Mr. McCabe, that we table case number 9547 to our next regular meeting, which will be on the 24th of July. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Ma'am, your case has been tabled to our next regular meeting, which will be on July the 24th.
And do we come then?
You don't have to. You can come, but the hearing will be closed. We won't be taking any more testimony on it. The board will review it and look at it and hopefully make a decision then, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay?
Do I need to get any more information?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. Okay.
Case number 9.